get there. And it's funny. Okay.
Where were you now?
Where I was this. What we were saying, what we were talking about, that when you're in a situation that you don't have faith, you have to ask that your faith be restored where your faith was lost. And also, right quick, check out Aaron's class from the beginning in the course. He is so dedicated and has really been applying the ideas. And the course says the best way to learn something is to teach it. Yeah. That's why I started teaching the course a month after I got it. I figured that if, you know, I'd have perfect attendance in my own class. But I found out I missed a couple of those too. You know what I'm saying? People think you're there, but you're not. Okay. So here we go. If you lack faith, what do?
Ask that it be restored.
Where?
Where it was lost.
Where it was lost. And stop trying to make it up to you, trying to get somebody else to make it up to you as if you are not the one that's depriving yourself. Right. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation, could be qualified as only the faith that you have been lacking can be lacking in any situation. Only the faith that I haven't given is what's lacking in the relationship that I have with you right now. But remember this, the goal of holiness was set for your relationship and not by you. The goal of having real love in a relationship, that's what holiness is. Real love, he said that was set for your relationship, not by you. This goal that you are living right now, that goal didn't come from you. You know why you didn't set it? Because happiness, which is real love, cannot be seen except through faith. How could I set a goal, really, that I can't achieve? That's how you know you didn't set this goal. Because you think it's hard to achieve it. So you're not the one that set it. There's this big goal for you to be peaceful, you to be strong, you to be spiritual, you to be happy, you to be loved. I don't know how to break it to you, but you didn't set that goal. Because if you had set that goal, then you would not be resisting it.
Well, that's cool, isn't it?
So the part of us that didn't set the goal is listening to the goal, judging it. Is he crazy? What? The part that didn't set the goal is judging the goal. The part of you that set the goal for you, the part of you that set the goal for you is also the part of you that's going to take you to the goal and create the conditions that allow the goal to come about.
Cool. That's goodness. Yeah.
See, the part of you that set the goal is clapping.
Yeah.
The part of you that didn't set the goal, big deal. Mm-hmm. Nothing really happened there. Give it another shot, Earl. Okay. Didn't exactly make my bubble burst, I tell you. That wasn't. I'm glad somebody liked it. Well, see, I'm not talking to the part of you that's not you.
That's right.
I'm not even interested in having a conversation with that self.
That's right.
That's not the one I want to go out on a date. Mm-hmm. My God. I'm with her not self. Oh, did it again. Why? Because there's projection and blame and fear and defensiveness. She's afraid. She's defending. I'm just a man. Like the one thing. Oh, I'm with another not self. Then I have to forgive myself. I have to forgive my not self for being with another not self. Because my real self wouldn't even be there with the not self.
Self or not self?
My not self.
Oh.
My not self. The not self is 10 times worse than a Nazi. You better believe that. I never seen a Nazi, but I've seen my not self.
It's not a pretty picture, is it?
Well, that's kind of personal. Tell her how I I see myself. That's between me and me. You have to take the course slow, and you have to let laughter come through you to be able to take it, to take your medicine. He says, you did not set the goal because holiness, which is happiness, cannot be seen except through faith, and your relationship was not loving, was not holy, because your faith in your brother was so limited and little. So the real reason why there's no happiness in my relationship is because my faith in you is, I got so little faith in you that I have a problem with you. I have so little faith in you that we have problems. So if I'm having a problem in a situation with another person, I should be going, oh my God, I have a limited amount of faith in this person. That's why we can't get along. I got a limited amount of faith in this person. That's why I don't like them. I have a limited amount of faith in this person. That's why I have a problem with them. My problem isn't that they came home late. My problem is that I have a limited amount of faith in them. Well, why would I be so afraid anyway? I mean, this happens so dramatic, isn't it? Picture wind blowing through my hair.
You can borrow my brush.
Yeah, you make it. Hey, we had a pretty cheap wardrobe budget around here. You know. It's a small production. We don't have big production values here. I'm trying to bring back imagination. That's my cause. Let's imagine we're in this fancy surrounding, which it is, with beautiful people all around us laughing, which it is, with this like unbelievably handsome guy in front of the class teaching, just absolutely, just ridiculously good looking, just make you want to cry.
I know it's tough, but you can do it. Breathe and look at me. Breathe and look at me.
Well, see, either he's an egotistical maniac and he has very high self-esteem. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, we love you
either way. That's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one who says, I love you either way. I've had the other kind. I want the either way kind. But there's a catch. I have to be one. And that's the rule of the universe that keeps tripping me up. I have to be it to have it. I have to be it to have it. You know what I mean? God, I don't like this sometimes. I want to have stuff that I don't deserve. Pardon me. Still at home with y'all. I can do these things with y'all. Okay. All right. Where were we? I don't know. I don't even know where I am. I bet you do know. Why are you really having a problem with the person as opposed to why you think you have a problem with the person?
Because your faith in them is so little and limited.
Because your faith in them is so little and limited. You heard it. And what's the only thing missing out of any situation?
Your faith.
That's right. What I haven't given. My faith. Can a man attack?
No,
for real? No. It's the body, right?
Yeah.
Will you make the mistake of sometimes thinking really egotistical, fearful, angry thoughts about the body? Okay. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. Just don't use your faith against the truth. Don't take your disbelief and spend all your time using your disbelief to fight against the truth. And what is the truth you're fighting against? A truth that says you deserve to have total and complete safety, happiness, and joy, and freedom from attack, and total joining and love forever and ever and ever and ever. Why would you want to argue with that idea even if you didn't know how to achieve it? Even if you didn't know how to achieve it, you should still be siding with me. Even if you don't know how you'd ever have the love of your life, you still should be siding with me when I say you can have the love of your life.
Yes!
Yeah, you should be siding with me, but the ego doesn't side with anything it's not ready to have yet. So that lets you know immediately how ready you are for it. Because how could I be really ready for something that I'm not happy to hear about having?